All right, let's move on to this story now. And 70% of South Africans visit a bar on a weekly basis. I have to admit, when I read that, the number did jump out at me. It's all contained in new research from CGA, powered by NIQ. And with me now is George Azier. Who is EMEA Client Service and Solutions Director. George, good evening to you. That statistic of 70% is quite striking. Maybe let's start the conversation with you elaborating on the factors driving this high frequency.
Yes, thank you very much, and good evening to everyone. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about this new research for the South African market. I think to start with, the South African market is different to many of the rest of the world because the on-premise for South African people is part of their culture, it's part of their way of being. Spending time outdoors, spending time with friends and family is really what is driving this high visitation frequency, which is, I would say, not atypical of countries in other parts of the world, like South America and the Mediterranean, where, again, spending time outdoors, spending time with friends, is part of their way of living.
So how would we compare with that percentage to other countries, possibly?
As I just say... for countries in Latin America or South America or the Mediterranean, the percentages are quite similar. I would say South Africa is definitely high, but not the top country in the world. However, if you compare to countries, for example, in the Northern Europe or some countries like Canada, then definitely that visitation frequency is pretty high.
So, George, I imagine then that it's up to bars and restaurants themselves in this country to effectively navigate a very complex landscape. The objective would be to ensure sustained patronage, and that's not always difficult, but the key there is that they've got to deliver, I think your research is, good experiences to justify ongoing spending.
Exactly. Very, very rightly so. And I would say, even more importantly, if we think about the South African on-premise, it's quite a differentiated one. There are opportunities for different types of occasions, different types of outlets to differentiated one. There are opportunities for different types of occasions, different types of outlets to tap into the spending power of the South African visitors, patrons, if you want, to their outlets. It's quite important, however, when we think about making the right choice, make the choice of preference for the outlet, to make sure that the experience they deliver lives up to the expectations. Because what we have seen about the on-premise is that in the same way that a good experience can drive people back into the outlet, in the same way a bad experience can actually work actually to keep them away from that particular outlet.
George, I suppose it's a pretty obvious question, but when we talk about a positive or a good experience within this particular dynamic, what essentially are we referring to?
Well, it starts with the quality of the drink itself. Sometimes we take it for granted and we think, you know, it's a pretty straightforward thing to pour a good drink, but not always is that the case, especially if you're talking about cocktails, where we have seen that cocktails, if it delivers a good experience, if it delivers a good drink, a good opportunity to have that drink, then it will definitely drive people back to the same cocktail, while in the same way a bad experience with a drink may keep you away for that for a very long time. If we think about spirits, then the quality of the mixer or the quality of the ice directly affect the drink. But that's only the beginning, because the experience of the outlet goes well beyond that. It can be the ambience, it can be the music, it can be the staff, that the bartenders or the waiters that are serving you the drinks that contribute to the hotel, to the whole thing. And one thing to keep in mind here is that our societies are being challenged, the people are being challenged financially, and if you go out for a drink and you have that special time with friends and family, you want that to count. You want your investment, in quotation marks, if you want, to deliver the best results. So if it's not ideal, then definitely you feel as if you're the best results. So if it's not ideal, then definitely you feel as if you're missing out.
And there are two other interesting aspects from this research, George. One is that younger generations are driving the growth of the bar scene. That is not unexpected, but also interesting is the increasing consumption of higher quality wines as opposed to boxed wines or other types of varieties.
Yes, I think there are, I mean, as with everything, there's plenty of nuances here. Definitely higher generation is driving the consumption, and that has been the case in many, many different markets as well. However, there's such richness in the options that people have in the on-premise. There's such richness and so many different opportunities to enjoy a good drink, a good to have a good experience in the on-premise. Now, the quality wines, I was quite impressed. I'm not South African myself, but I was quite impressed when I was in South Africa and I visited wine bars. I was really, really impressed with the quality of high. Impressed when I was in South Africa and I visited wine bars. I was really, really impressed with the quality of high quality wine, and how, you know, wine in many other countries is considered kind of a more sophisticated drink. I think South Africa has democratized the wine. It may have a lot to do with the local production, but we had the opportunity to have fantastic wine in very cool upmarket outlets with people who are really having a good time, a good time out. And I think in that way, that is different for South Africa.
And more telling is a growing interest in champagne and other celebratory drinks, in spite of the increasing financial pressure that all of us in this country are facing.
True. And I think that's part of one of the trends we're seeing across the world, which is about maybe having better quality drinks rather than having more drinks. So we are seeing in many countries a tendency to make that outdoor experience count, to have the best for the occasion where you're spending time with outdoor experience count, to have the best for the occasion where you're spending time with friends and family, or when you're celebrating, which is what is probably driving that trend towards higher quality drinks.
And not surprising is the importance of sustainability and ethical production in consumer choice. And I imagine that is largely driven by the millennial and the Gen Z cohort, for whom this particular aspect of consumption is very important.
Definitely. You're spot on there. And I think that there's obviously the impact of the newer generations who are more sensitive to these subjects. At the same time, I would say that the recent challenges and the recent media coverage that these topics have been getting actually contributes to having more people become more aware of the challenges we are facing and the need for the corporations to act against it.
And George, a final question for you, and I am way out of the demographic.
To act against it.
And George, a final question for you, and I am way out of the demographic regarding this particular issue, but the dominance of so-called FABs, or flavored alcoholic beverages, is quite remarkable in South Africa. Why are they so popular, do you think, particularly among younger consumers?
Great question. I think, again, that's a trend we are seeing in many places. However, in South Africa, it's probably even more amplified. I think there's a couple of things that FABs have going for them. And obviously, one of them is the quality. And we kind of referred to it earlier when we talked about the quality of the pour. I mean, the FAB gives you the opportunity to have a very consistent experience, regardless of when or where you have it. Now, that's obviously a very good advantage for a drink to have, but at the same time, if you think about the functionality, the convenience of it all, that's also quite important, because it's easier to store, easier to deliver in many different venues. We are seeing, not surprisingly, throughout the world, deliver in many different venues. We are seeing, not surprisingly, throughout the world, for example, FABs being very relevant in festivals, outdoor events, where it's easier to just, you know, get a bottle of a drink, walk around with that, and responsibly dispose of that at the end of the event.
Fascinating conversation. George Argyropoulos, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate your time this evening. Thank you.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
It's Hot Rock. Live and exclusive to Hot 1027.co.